Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
You may notice that in the prayers of our liturgy and in the scripture readings, Lent actually is pulling us forward to the celebration of Easter. It is a way of preparing for a deeper understanding of that paschal mystery of the suffering and death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And even in our fasting, in our encounter and facing sin and overcoming it, there is always a sense that we do this because we are going forward to a time of extraordinary joy and renewal. And we find that in our own lives, what we are called to in this season of Lent is to understand that we are being offered a new and authentic way of human living. We are to leave the old behind, in a sense to empty ourselves out, so as to prepare a space for the gift of real life that we know through Jesus Christ and in the power of his resurrection. So as we are halfway through the season, we ask ourselves, what have we done? What is yet to be done? Have we really prepared ourselves for the celebration of Easter? So let me suggest that there are two aspects of our commemoration of Lent that we might want to focus on. The first is the universal vocation of every Christian, which is to holiness of life. Undoubtedly, every Christian may live this vocation in a particular way, but yet all of us are called to this holiness. And the holiness of life is not a particular form of devotion, but it is, as described by the Second Vatican Council, first of all, a deep desire that in all things we do the will of God. That requires a deep listening, a great discernment, a willingness to hear and to receive and to do that which our Lord has revealed to us. And in this desire to do the will of God, we wish to follow in the footsteps of Jesus, which means that we need to understand how he lived among us, what he spoke, what were the gestures of his life, how did he relate to others, how did he understand it as his own mission, and how did he fulfill in obedience the will of his heavenly Father. And in doing the will of God as we understand it through Jesus, we are called in this vocation to holiness to give glory to God. And in giving glory to God, draw others to the understanding of his deep love for us, of his desire that we share his own life. And therefore, a part of this vocation to holiness must be a willingness to be of service to our neighbor. Not only to receive with an open heart and mind the great love of God, but understand that we are to share it with others. I think for all these reasons, that is why at the very heart of our vocation as Christians, there is the priority of worship and of careful listening, so that we clearly understand that to which we are called, but also day by day realize the enduring presence of God among us. That is the first aspect of our commemoration of Lent that I hope is the focus of our prayer and fasting and almsgiving. The second aspect is one that we may not focus as much as we ought, And that is the fact that not only are we called to holiness of life, but we are also called to a particular mission. When the deacon dismisses the people, he has a choice of saying one of four possible words. The first I should like to remind you of is, go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. And the second is, go and announce the gospel of the Lord. For our immersion into the life of Christ that we celebrate so profoundly in the Mass is so that not only our individual lives will be transformed, but that we become empowered to proclaim that which we have received. And it is an enduring responsibility of every Christian to share the good news of the gospel, to call others to the understanding of the love of God through Jesus Christ, and also to living the truth that he has shown us. In many parishes that celebrate the rite of Christian initiation of adults, this third Sunday of Lent, just past, was made particular by reading a passage from the Gospel of John concerning the meeting of Jesus with the Samaritan woman at the well. It's a very powerful account. Not only the power of Jesus, his call to new life, but also an example of mission. You may have noticed, if you heard that gospel, that Jesus confronts the Samaritan woman with the character of her present life, not particularly to judge her, but to get her to understand where she is now and the place to which God is calling her. This so deeply amazes and almost overwhelms the woman that she rushes back into the village and begins to proclaim what the Lord has done for her, and calls others to that encounter with Jesus Christ. And that Samaritan woman is transformed in a way into the apostle of the truth of Christ. In such a fashion, we too are called to be missionaries of our faith. And in our own time, the need for this mission, the need for this proclamation is even greater. For we live in a place and in a culture which seems to be losing a sense of the presence of God. And once they lose the sense of God, they lose a sense of their own being as human persons. So in order to undertake our responsibility as missionaries to fulfill that in a fruitful way, we first have the responsibility to know and understand the message of Christ as it is preserved and lived in the church. And Lent is a wonderful time to renew our knowledge of the faith and to expand it, that we might share it authentically with others. A second part of this preparation for being a missionary is the transformation of our own lives according to the pattern of Jesus Christ. And I think we might ask ourselves that when people hear us speak, or when they see how we live our lives, how we make our choices, do they see, reflected behind this, the very life of Jesus himself? And thirdly, in our own time, there is a need as missionaries and proclaimers of the faith to protect our holy faith and protect the freedom to proclaim it and to live it in our own time. We here in the United States have been given a powerful gift through our political and social orders that has for many, many decades now protected our religious life, our religious faith, and our ability to proclaim it. And as missionaries of that faith, let us continue to assure that that freedom to live our religion, to proclaim our faith, is protected and allowed to continue.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.